Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and our Word of the Week. As we celebrate the birth of our Savior Jesus this Christmas season, our Word of the Week this week focuses on the virgin birth. The doctrine of the virgin birth of Jesus is one that has been presented since even before the birth of Jesus. It has been carried throughout Christianity, both in the Old and in the New Testament. And on this Christmas week, we look back at that doctrine of the virgin birth and its importance for us as Christians still today. We begin in the account of Luke chapter 1, when the birth of Jesus was announced to his mother Mary. Luke tells us that in the sixth month the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, who was of the house of David. And that virgin's name was Mary. Now here Luke uses in the Greek a very specific word. It's parthenos, which very clearly means virgin, a person who has never had relations with another person. We're told that Mary was betrothed or engaged to be married to Joseph while at this point they had not come together. They had not had sexual relations. Now the Lord sends Gabriel in to visit with Mary in order to explain what is about to take place. We're told in verse 28 of Luke chapter 1 that the angel came in and said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Luke describes for us here that Mary is wondering how it is that this announcement of the angel will possibly come true. We're told that she answers and says, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" Again, in the Greek, the word "know" there means to have sexual relations. Mary is only questioning the word of the angel because she has not had sexual relations with her betrothed husband, Joseph, or any man for that matter. And she's wondering how it is that this miracle that the angel Gabriel has announced will come true. Again, the angel answers that question. He says, "This is not going to be something that is developed by man, but by the Holy Spirit." He says, "You will conceive in your womb, and this will come about because the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. And so that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Mary, as a virgin, one who had not had sexual relations, had not known a man, would conceive in her womb a child who would be both true God, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, as we confess in the Apostles' Creed. Mary wasn't the only one who was concerned or wondering about this miraculous pregnancy that had developed. We go to the Gospel of Matthew, where Matthew tells us the account from Joseph's perspective. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, we're told, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, that is, before they had sexual relationship, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Again, Matthew describes for us the fact that Joseph did not know Mary in that physical sense until she had given birth to Jesus. Matthew describes that the birth of Jesus was a miracle. It was something that was brought about by the working of the Holy Spirit, conceiving in Mary's womb the very Son of God. Matthew even quotes from the Old Testament book of Isaiah, Isaiah 7 verse 14, which also uses the Hebrew word galma to describe the virginity of Mary in order to demonstrate that Mary was a virgin, that what was conceived in her was not of human work, but of the work of God himself. We rejoice this Christmas season of the truth of the virgin birth of our Savior, who was both true God and true man, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary, who suffered and who died for us as true God and true man in order to accomplish our salvation. It is truly that salvation that we celebrate during Christmas. May we rejoice in the birth of a Savior who was born of the Virgin Mary for you and for me, as well as for all people. Thanks be to God for his Christmas gift for us and for all.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.